with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to Jakarta on Wednesday during an official state visit. The meeting took place at the State Palace and marked 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two nations. President Prabowo noted that the partnership between Indonesia and France is built on shared values, including mutual respect, sovereignty, democracy, and human rights. Let's come to the next news. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Air Force, Air Marshal Muhammad Tony, did not rule out the possibility of purchasing J-10C fighter jets from China. Harjono recently explained that decisions regarding the purchase of the Air Force defense equipment must pass through several stages and be reviewed by the Defense Equipment Determination Council. That's the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to Man Faisal and the program of RINET on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 28 May 2025, and I hope that all of you are fine. Today can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, our team has already prepared our interesting segments that can not only educate you, but even entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. Listener, stay tuned at www.voice.id because a few minutes later, we are going to interview related to fashion, listener. Fashion, yes. With young designer owner at fezionline.id. We hope that you stay tuned and still continuing and listening to and even watch us, viewing us at www.venues.id and also at RINET on Indonesia Today. And as the first song that would like to entertain you here, the song that we have already prepared is, the song is from Chris Patih with title Pesan Rindu. Enjoy the song.
Hai, apa kabarmu? Kuharap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baikkah engkau di sana? Masihkah kau memikirkanku? seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu, kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu, setengah mati merindumu. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu. Kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you. angin akan buat kau goyah. Maafkan, hidup memang ingin kau lebih kuat. Andaikan saat itu datang, kami tak ada menemani.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, it seems that we have also, you know, another information that we would like to share you listeners. It is, of course, of course related about, you know, related to the development of electric vehicle in Indonesia. And, you know, the Ministry of Environment is continuously encouraging the massive use of electric vehicle as a strategic step to reduce air pollution, especially in urban areas such as Jakarta. And according to the Indonesian Environment Minister Hanif Faisal, the transition from fossil fuel vehicles to electric vehicles is the most effective solution for controlling air pollution. And, you know, fundamental transformation can be carried out through the electrification of public transportation so that it can also reduce the exhaust emissions, especially in a big city like Jakarta. And he also noted that around 35% of air pollution in Jakarta comes from emissions from conventional motor vehicles. Moreover, Minister emphasized the importance of collective awareness of the part of all stakeholders and also the community to ease pollution, especially with the approach of the dry season. And, you know, efforts to step up the transition to electric vehicles, he said, are also being strengthened by the development of the battery industry ecosystem, which is currently among the national strategic sectors. And then support from this industry is key to accelerating the electrification of transportation in Indonesia. Well, that information about the way and also the encourage of a massive use of electric vehicles as a strategic way for the Indonesian government to reduce pollution, especially in big city like Jakarta. Listen, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned because we have also another song that would like to entertain you. Now the song is from, what's that? The song is from Malik The Essential with title Kumpul Bocah. Enjoy the song.
Nak, Papa kerja dulu ya?
Iya, disesuaikan aja sama rencananya.
Kalau nggak bakal nggak bisa kuat. Tapi ini kita harus sesuai dengan target market yang mau kita tuju. Coba, Bu.
Kecil berlari kesana kemari sambil tertawa riang, kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan, hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la.
Bye. pergi ke sana. Terbang bersama kupu-kupu, bermain pelangi, bersama dewa-dewi.
Bapak-bapak, ibu-ibu, yang bukan anak-anak silakan keluar sekarang.
Bapak,
ampun, rindu marindu sama anak peratura.
And fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, it is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, sea is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals, is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RRNet on Indonesia today. Well, still here, we have also another information, listeners. This is, of course, related to about, you know, oil lifting. Oil lifting, as you know, hits more than 90%. And you know, Indonesia's oil lifting in the first quarter of 2025 reached 580,000 barrels per day, hitting 96% of state budget's target of 605,000 barrels per day. And energy and mineral resources. And this is also, as you know, has achieved 120% of its state budget target. The Energy and Mineral Resources Minister, Bahlil Hadalia, has stated that the Indonesian government has achieved 120% of its state budget target. And the natural gas lifting goal in the budget is set at 1,005 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. And you know, he said he expressed his optimism that the overall oil and gas lifting target for the 2025 state budget will be met. And you know, the minister's remarks follow a meeting of the upstream oil and gas regulatory task force or supervisory board, where Finance Minister Sri Mulyani also serves as a member. Moreover, he is aiming for the country reach as the ambitious goal of 900,000 barrel per day by 2029 as a target set by President Prabowo Subianto. And currently, Indonesia's oil lifting stands at 580,000 barrel per day. Yes. And that's information. It is about, you know, the reaching of the first quarter of, you know, oil lifting in Indonesia. Well, listener, as we mentioned before, we are still waiting for the special interview, Void Talk, talking about fashion. So please stay tuned at www.voidnews.id, because after this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again. Now the song is from Yovi Tulus with title Adu Rayu. Enjoy the song.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangi. menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Oh, oh, separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, finally, as we mentioned you before and promised you, we have also, you know, special interview. It is related to, you know, fashion listeners. Malang fashions goes to global. And we have been connected to young designer owner at fazionline.id, Mbak Zizi Rafika. Hello, good afternoon, Mbak Zizi. Mbak Zizi, can you hear my voice so clearly? Hello, assalamualaikum, Mbak Zizi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I late?
Yes. no problem.
I'm sorry.
How are you today, Mbak Zizi Rafika?
Yes, I'm fine.
So I believe that
and Yes, I've been finished my invitation at Indonesian Fashion Week in Jakarta.
And I believe you are still busy, but thank you very much. Even though you are still busy, you are still able to manage your time to join our special interview today.
Okay,
with
it's
me,
okay, fine, but I'm on my way to my friend's house now, and it's okay.
Okay.
We so, can move and continue our session.
Okay, but Zizi, you are as designer owner of at fazionline.id. Actually, could you tell us about this?
Yes. My fashion brand is namely Fazion by Zizi. Actually, I started my business since 2019. And my current profession is my hobby since childhood.
Wow. Good. So until now, you're still running that business, yeah. Mbak Zizi?
Yeah.
Okay. So actually...
Of course, until now.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
But Zizi, why do you like fashion actually? Before we talk more about this, why do you like fashion?
As I told you that my current profession is my hobby since childhood. So I like to draw everything, but especially clothing styles. Since I think at my kindergarten
period.
Yes, I like to draw everything. Well, my mother is a tailor also. So I learned a lot for a quite a long time with my mom for how become to be a fashion designer like
wow.
that. So I enjoy it until now.
Really, you enjoy about this kind of business, Mbak Zizi?
Of course.
So did you have such, I mean like such influence maybe when you choose this profession, maybe from your mother or maybe your family or maybe from another people, maybe? How did you get this influence?
Yes, for the influence, I think my experience and also my a long time for in the college or university, I also work with fashion industry and the relatable stakeholder. So I learn a lot for my friends and also my relatable fashion industry, like a stakeholder or my teacher, my also the lecturer of in the University of Design Mode. I learn a lot from them, and after graduating from college, I really found that my passion is in fashion, so I learn, continue to learn and build my skills also until now. And my experience is also in a runway, like fashion show. In 1 year, I attend a fashion show event five times per year.
Really? So more than five times,
yes.
You join such a kind of event every
yes.
year?
Yes, yes, yes.
So is it also in another province?
Currently, for my show, it's still in East Java.
Okay.
Yes, province, but my customers, my loyal customers, I'm truly happy that I'm also very pleased that they were my brand in their country. I also have friends that bought and also introduced my brand to their friends in overseas, like in Korea, Japan, and also in Switzerland, and also in Madrid and Venezuela, Italy.
Okay, Bazi, you said before about I mean you draw every day, right? About the design actually.
Yes,
so actually
my hobby like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's your hobby. Talking about fashion and also design, I mean, so what theme that do you always create? What theme?
I create something that my personality character, yes.
Wow. So what is
for
that?
The something that clothing style is my own character, is like the urban artistic.
Okay.
And yes, my character is always bring something that cute and also unique and have a touch of Indonesian culture, and also collaborate with other vibes of the country like Korean or Turkey, something like that.
Great. So yes, you get also such
different collaboration styles, but still on my own character of the clothing characters is very strong for me.
Uh-huh.
But in different style, but still in my own characters like that.
Fantastic. I like to hear about this from your explanation, Mbak Zizi. Well, actually, I believe that you also get influenced, yeah, maybe like you said before about collaboration, yeah, from many countries that you would also like to learn from, maybe Turkey and also some from Korea. Do you have also such promotion maybe from one university into another university, maybe? So, what kind of promotion that you are able to do?
For the university that I done have been done until now is a university that especially in fashion industry, like design mode.
Mm-hmm.
Of State University Malang.
Mm-hmm.
And also I work with also the stakeholders and fashion industry in collaboration with Malang Creative Center. So I'm active as a fashion collaborator in Malang Creative Center. I have met a lot of people that work with in fashion industry. Also the high school, the teachers of the high school, that the program is fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Also in fashion or design mode, I work with them.
Okay. Can you tell us about your challenges maybe? But Zizi, I believe that you have also such challenges.
My challenge is still continue to innovate without stopping, but still maintain my character as my brand. as I taught to you, that there is currently still unique and artistic. So I think it's the challenge, how to continue to innovate, but still in my own character.
So
I also in process of the brand registration.
Okay.
And yes, I still waiting for the result.
So still you want to have such benchmark, yeah, Mbak Zizi, yeah?
Yes, of course. For the benchmark and officially registered in official platform in Indonesia.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any maybe such difficulty? Maybe when you have such difficulty, maybe you try to stop and then finally you try to continue it again. Have you ever felt like this?
Oh, of course.
What's that?
Felt. Yes, felt is my menu in my skills for the processing something in my business own. So I need to collaborate, and also I learn a lot with my team.
Okay.
My team is also have a character as a fashion students, so
okay.
They we learn each other, and you know that the technical drawing and also the technical skills of the design is a very improved every year, every day like that. So I need to learn a lot from them, also from my team. That I'll also have skill in their university.
So maybe you mean from your team?
Yes.
They have also their own different skill, Mbak Zizi.
Yes, of course, different skills and different characters also, but we work together and we learn together also how to make our brand is already steady but okay. Still how to become innovative, but still in my own character it, that's very difficult. But we still learn every day.
I want to actually what character that you really need so that your business or your fashion or your design can run well effectively, Mbak Zizi.
Yes, of course. I have one of my vision in my industry is reduce the fashion waste.
Okay.
So I prove that my business is on a sustainable fashion. So in every of my design process, I put something that is coming from the waste or pre-loved clothes, and I need to penetrate them to the my design, of course, and I process it start in 2022, and now I can process with the upcycle sustainable fashion that I can see it like upcycle jeans, of course, like the main of the materials of my design.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've been proof for the sustainability of the fashion, so we can doing something that how to reduce the waste of the fashion like that.
Okay, but is he talking about, I mean, what call that, maybe enthusiasm, I mean, do you have any certain time or maybe special time, maybe you can say maybe in the morning or in the mid of day,
mm-hmm.
or maybe in the afternoon, yes. Maybe in the evening, the certain time that you think it is very easy for you to draw or to make such a design, what certain time that you think it is very easy for you and where
specific the right place? Time is always in the morning, I think. Because
after having lunch.
For the fresh vibes in the morning, it actually can push up.
Oh.
And can improve.
Wow. Push up.
Stimulate, yes. More to stimulate my creative thing.
Creativity.
To design or to innovate something to my brand. Like that.
Cool.
In the morning, I think.
In the morning.
Yes.
But maybe also every weekend also? In the morning, in the weekend?
No. Actually, in the weekend only.
Okay.
But every day, I think in the morning, I have something fresh and relaxed.
Wow.
To stimulate the creative thing for the design.
Great. Excellent to hear about this. In the morning, because this is still, the atmosphere maybe still fresh and can make you relax, Mbak Zizi, yes?
Of course.
And so what about favorite, yes, place, Mbak Zizi? Is it only at home maybe?
About what? Sorry?
The favorite place. You said it was in the morning. What about the place? Is it maybe on the restaurant or the place?
I think the place also relatable with the vibes in the morning.
Maybe at the restaurant, maybe, or maybe in the park, maybe.
Airfresh in outdoor, outdoor place rather than in the home or indoor. I think more stimulate for initiate something when we into outdoor.
Okay. So last question, Mbak Zizi, final question. Do you have any hope maybe such yeah on how to grow or to develop about your business, your fashion, your design. What is your hope, not only for yourself but maybe even for, I can say, young designer like you, young designer owner, young designer for other people, so that they are also able to learn maybe from you, Mbak Zizi. Go ahead.
Yes, I think number one, the point is collaboration. I think the business, fashion business itself cannot run with just one owner like that. So we can collaborate with relatable stakeholders or creative people to run with our business, so we can expand and also have connection more and more, especially if we talk about the global market. We can expand our brand to the global market within the collaboration thing. And number two is I hope that all of the young designer or the young people can improve the skills and also continue the own character, that the fashion is you. So just being you and not being other people, or not just follow the trend, the character is you.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Mbak Zizi. I hope that your business, your fashion, your design will have more success in the future.
Thank you so much for the challenge and also the chance for me to meet a great people here.
Okay, thank you very much, Mbak Zizi. Have a nice day and assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Okay, listener and soul viewers, that was our special interview, Void Talk with Mbak Zizi Rafika as young designer owner at fazonline.id. Stay tuned at www.voynews.id. After this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya. Kau
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, after, you know, joining our special interview with Zizi as the young designer owner, that's, you know, the end of our togetherness at the program of RRNet on Indonesia today. Thank you very much. And also for your time listening to and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINet.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Jangankan biar hilang semua.